Както знаете, радиото Ангел Мегарок осъществява официалното радио на Metal All Stars и сега за нас е огромно удоволствие да посрещнем в студиото първия пристигнал знаменитият Джоуи Беладора, който отново се завърна в Anthrax. Hello, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's great to have you with us. Насо ще превежда. So please tell us, what are you up to with Anthrax these days?
Right now, obviously, I'm doing the Metal All-Stars, so I'm far, far away from those guys at this point, you know. But there's music, there's ideas, riffs, songs, all that stuff. You know, obviously, touring will be coming up in May. We're looking to hit a European run with, you know, we'll be doing some shows with Maiden, Metallica, also Slayer. Probably a 6-week run in Europe. You know, May through July, so we'll be pretty busy. But meanwhile, I just finished this up in April. And once that's done, I'll just go back and do my cover band. I have a classic rock band I have. I play drums and singing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of fun.
Ето доста неща прави Джоуи. Естествено, каза, че в момента се е фокусирал върху Metal All Stars и далече от хората в Anthrax, но след това имат европейско турне, ще свирят с Maiden, с Metallica, с Slayer, европейско турне периода май-юли. Освен това имали, подхвърлят се вече идеи, рифове, материал и така нататък, пък той има и своя кавър група, в която пее и свири на барабани.
Между другото, точно щях да го попитам, кой е най-добрият инструмент, на който той свири.
Или на кой инструмент свири най-добре.
На кой свири да. Най-добре, да. Но всъщност си спомням онези ранни години, в които Anthrax бяха много популярни с това, че бяха...
Се менкаха.
Първата, освен, че се сменяха една от първите групи, които всъщност срещнаха хип-хоп с рока. So, I was basically saying that back then. Насо, кажи му го ти, че ще го кажа още по-добре.
Yeah, he was saying that back in the 80s, obviously, you were one of the first people to mix metal and hip-hop, and everyone knows that the whole story, what a big impact that thing that you did with Public Enemy had, and how revolutionary and groundbreaking it was back then. But he was talking about the fact that you play quite a lot of instruments. And,
и всъщност идеята е, че за парчето пък на Aerosmith с Run DMC, което беше същата схема, певецът им Стивън Тайлър казваше, че това, че барабанист адски му е помагало именно в рапирането. Какъв е случая на Джоуи?
Yeah, and he's also bringing up the Aerosmith with Run DMC song regarding the fact that Steven Tyler said that the fact that he himself used to drum, this helped him a lot with actually rapping on the song. So you being a good drummer as well, how did that, does that help you with when you have to sing something outside?
But basically, are you good in drumming?
You know what? As far as a combination, I mean, getting to drumming straight up, I'd learned to play drums and sing basically at the same time. Because no one would sing around where I was, and I thought I wanted to be the singer, but I also played drums, so I wanted to do both. So I became decent at doing both, you know. And the more I do it, I've gotten a lot better now lately. So, yeah, it's very helpful. I mean, it's quite different. Like, say, take a song like Tom Sawyer. I'm playing and singing that. It doesn't have anything to do with the vocal. The singing and playing is two different things going on,
mm-hmm.
versus like, say, Honky Tonk Woman or something, where it's just nice and straight up, you don't think, but with something that's just intricate, your equilibriums, it's just great, the rhythmics of it all, and it helps to sing when like do singing by myself, the rhythmic of it all, it's just drums are always in my head, you know.
Той каза, че естествено това много му помага, когато свири и изобщо винаги бил в ситуации, в които примерно е бил в група, свири на барабани, обаче и му се пее, няма кой да пее, той иска и да пее и да свири. Каза двете неща, обаче естествено са много трудни, особено парче, примерно като Том Сойер, казва той, което ако трябва и да го свириш и да го пееш, е много сложно и се изисква съответно много по-високо ниво на концентрация, не е като Honky Tonk Woman, в което, например, си свириш и си пееш без да се замисляш, така че едното ми помага на другото и обратно.
Да се върнем към Metal All Stars. Знае ли се, чия беше идеята всъщност за този цирк?
So, going back to Metal All Stars, the reason you're here this time round, so whose was actually the first, who came up with that whole idea?
Well, there's people involved. They're like the promoters of it all, and I knew someone that was connected with running it and taking care of the arrangements of putting the bands together, and they consulted me and asked me if I would be interested in doing it. And it was like, absolutely, I'd love to try that. That would be great. You know, obviously, even up to today, it just takes time to get everybody organized and get it all together. And, you know, no one's played together that I know of, so even the songs will be really interesting. It'll be like just a free-for-all and fun to try it. But basically, somebody called me up and asked me if I was interested in doing it. It wasn't a band thing. It wasn't like musician to musician. It was just people, you know, contacting, you know.
Той каза, Джой каза, че тази идея дошла от различни хора, промотори, организатори, които той познава в индустрията и просто са го поканили в един момент, за да направят това нещо. Ще е много интересно, казва той, защото от организационна гледна точка това е доста пипкава работа. Толкова много хора да ги организираш, всичко да стане. Никой от нас не е свирил, не сме свирили в такива формации до сега и ще е много интересно. Освен това, това ти дава голяма свобода. Но иначе, казва той, това беше начин. Не се събрахме и да кажем да направим една група заедно, просто ме поканиха мои приятели, които
са. Но няма един конкретен човек, за който да се знае, както в миналото, всеки фестивал се знаеше, че се организира от един човек.
Да, so there's no one single person that's actually the whole brains behind it.
Not that I know of, no, it's just a producer and other affiliations asking, you know. I just think they go down the line and ask people who wants to be a part of it and, you know, are you available? You know, just, and also looking for the right combination of people, maybe, you know. I think it's not an easy thing to put together and actually make it happen, too, I think.
Няма конкретен човек, казва той, просто, примерно, ако някой продуцент се свързва с други хора от индустрията и почват да размишляват каква ще е най-подходящата комбинация между този и този и така нататък.
Между другото, много се говори за това през годините, как се променя интереса на хората в Съединените щати към метала. Давай, говори и ти, за да не аз говоря, да смисъл, давай до тук.
Да. We know that, like, in terms of metal, the big bang was like the 80s was like...
It's been changing throughout the years.
Yeah.
It was the big thrash and the glam thing was in the 80s. Then came Nirvana. След това дойдоха Nirvana и другите групи. Да. Мисълта ми е, че ето да Metallica тази година обявиха, че няма да правят свой Orion фестивал, защото очевидно интересът към метал в Америка не е такъв какъвто е в Европа. Така ли е наистина?
Aha, so like, for instance, Metallica this year said they're not going to be doing that Orion festival that they do, not in the States anyway. And does that mean that like the interest in metal music in the States is going down a bit as opposed to Europe, where it's like in a pretty healthy state?
Well, you know, in the States it's finicky, no matter how you look at it. I mean, for us it's been quite good since we've been doing what we've been doing in the new record and since I got back. So I've actually seen it pick up, really. I haven't seen it fall down. You know, obviously when the 90s, when I was gone, everything changed a bit because of the grunge and all that stuff. At least I wasn't there to be in it, to witness it as much as I saw by looking from the outside. But I think, you know, obviously in Europe there's quite the interest for metal forever, as much as I know. And it's just one of those things that the music just kind of spins around and you're always on the cart. Spinning around, you still maintain. If you're a decent band, you write good music, you keep it true, I think you have plenty of places to be. It's just whether it's, you know, huge, I mean, who knows, you know, it depends on where you're going and how
Ако всичко е относително, казва той, защото, например, пък за нас в Америка, последните неща, които правих с Soundtrax, намирам, че бяха приети много добре, има и доста интерес, който се засилва към нашата група. Естествено, в Европа винаги са били много лоялни. Ясно е, че през 90-те имаше известен спад заради грънж вълната. През това време, казва Джо, и лично аз не бях толкова замесен нито с групата, нито толкова в метал сцената, но сега, в последно време, мисля, мисля, че в Европа, както винаги, са много предани. А освен това, смятам, че всичко върви в един цикъл, в кръг се върти. И ако продължаваш да правиш нещата и си банда, която прави добри неща, винаги се получава и твоето нещо, независимо дали е някакъв мега успех или малко по-малко.
Браво, нас страхотно превеждаш.
Много ти благодаря.
Но кой е най-близкият му приятел в Anthrax?
So actually, yeah, this has been a topic in like the many forums I've read.
It's always... Това не съм го казал аз.
Yeah. He says, I didn't say that. So yeah, I had that from myself. There's been so much said and written, and you've been asked like a million times about your relationship with the other people in Anthrax.
My question was very simple. Who is your best friend within the boys in Anthrax?
Yeah. I don't even know if I got a best friend, really, you know. I mean, it's just... I mean, certain people just... We just do other things. I mean, it's at halftime people are doing their phones. They're doing this, the computer, and we're off the road. It's just you're the last person that really anybody wants to really even... It's just one of those things. It's been like that for a long time. It's just... I just like it different. When I'm with like other bands, people I play with, we hang, we do things. We're always on the phone talking about the same stuff and rehashing it and thinking about it. I don't do that with Anthrax unless there's really we have to. It's like this time, all right, we better get on the phone with him and see if he's got all his gear and make sure that he's ready to do this and he learned that. Da da da. But if it ain't that, we don't talk very much. And it was funny when I brought that up. I was talking, it wasn't even directed to make news, and it just turned into this thing, and, you know, I just speak my mind, really. I'm not trying to really put any dirt on anything. It's just the way it is, you know. It's just way different than I grew up playing with people, doing it, you know. God, we all went out together, we practiced together, we wrote together. We did all kinds of cool stuff, and not that what we do in Anthrax isn't cool and it doesn't work. It works quite well, but it's not... It's not the same, you know, it's strange, it's very, very different.
Много странна ситуация, казва Джоуи в Anthrax, защото запитан кой му е най-добрият приятел в групата, той казва, не съм сигурен, че имам там добър приятел. Много е различно, защото когато сме заедно, извън обичайните неща, като свиренето и репетиране и така нататък, ние почти не си говорим много, те си цъкат по телефоните и на лаптопите и чуваме се по телефона само когато трябва някой да попита другия дали си е подготвил всякакъв вид техника, дали е готов за концерт и така нататък. Иначе не е както ситуациите в много други групи, в които съм бил, когато с тези хора не само свириш, ами излизаш, прекарваш си времето, говориш си по телефона на общи теми и така нататък. И аз просто споделих, че в Anthrax така не е било от много, много дълго време. Това не значи, че това, което ние правим, не е кул, винаги се получава, но е много различна и странна ситуация, казва той. И не го казах в медиите на времето, за да предизвикам някаква огромна новина, а просто така го усетих и така.
Това ли е причината, че всъщност той беше един от хората в Anthrax, с които не участваха в SOD?
Do you reckon that's the reason that you are one of the Anthrax guys that weren't in SOD?
Oh, SOD, God, I mean, that happened so fast. When I joined the band and did, I was right in and started doing the record. And, you know, I met amongst being a part of the band like immediately, like almost to the point. And as soon as I was done, all of a sudden this SOD project just started, and it wasn't even a point where like even knew it was going on.
Okay.
It happened so fast that most of us, meaning like me, Frankie, and Danny, were completely, wow, what's going on? You know, at that time, I didn't even know if we were even going to be a band. I thought that I did my thing with Spreading Disease, and then bang, there's this new band, and like, now what do we do? You know, and here I didn't even know if I even wanted to join the band at the time, because I don't even know who they were. I never even heard of the music, never even knew them. And then this other project starts up, and it's like, wow. Yeah. Okay, so no, I was never confronted with SOD at all. I mean, I didn't even know what was happening.
Изобщо нямах понятие за SOD. Това дойде абсолютно изневиделица, казва Джоуи, защото тъкмо се бях присъединил към Anthrax, за които също допреди да запишеме Spreading the Disease, не знаех за групата и реших, ето нова група, аз съм техен певец, и изведнъж от никъде изневиделица се появява този проект SOD и половината от Anthrax се чуехме какво точно става. Аз даже си мислех, че явно това е, повече няма да съм в тази група, ето записах един албум с тях и те си направиха друг проект.
Между другото, преди няколко седмици Дани Лилкър обяви, че се пенсионира, оттегля се точно на рождения си ден през есента. Това съответно пенсионира и Брутал Труд. Това сигнал ли е за тях другите, че и те трябва да се замислят?
So Danny Lilker on his birthday announced that he's retiring. He's retiring his band Brutal Truth. And do you think that sends out any signals to like other guys from your generation to think about like certain projects maybe, you know, like sort of retiring them? Not from music, but you know.
Not me. I don't. That's the furthest thing from my mind, really. Honestly, I'm so into playing and being a part of music. It's like not even there. Like, that's, I guess, whatever he's into and how much he's been through and how much he cares about music. I don't know, but that's not what I'm feeling at all right now.
Нямам идея какво всъщност е преживял Дани Лилкър, казва той, и какво е довел до това негово решение. Аз съм толкова навътре в музиката, толкова много харесвам, че изобщо не ми е минало през ум нещо такова, така че изобщо не може да става дума.
Да се насочим към шоуто тук в София, Metal All Stars. Всъщност какво ще изпее той и кой ще свири заедно с него?
Okay, so the Metal All Stars show. What are you going to sing, and who are you going to play it with? Who's going to be in your band?
John Dene, that's our new guitar player in Anthrax, mm-hmm. Shadows Fall. Mm-hmm. I know he's going to be the guitar player.
John Dene от Shadows Fall, който сега е новия китарист на Anthrax, на мястото на напусналия Rob Cajaro.
So far, I know that much, and then...
Well, one is good enough.
Shadows Fall, the other guitar player...
Mm-hmm. И другия китарист на Shadows Fall.
He's going to play bass.
Ще свири на бас.
Which I think he may be playing bass in quite a few of the projects. Drumming, I forgot who was playing drums. I thought maybe somebody from Ministry, but I'm really kind of in the fog. And
Aaron.
And now at this point, music-wise, I would think maybe a couple Anthrax songs, maybe a couple of surprise tunes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I find my way. You know, we just kind of wing it. You know, come up with things that just feel like doing. Maybe even spin it one night different. You know, like I did a Christmas show this winter. The end of it was November, December, or December. It was just December, and I just flip flopped some songs around each night,
mm-hmm.
just to see how it was going. You know, just something for different. You know. I mean, again, I may be doing more songs, so I really don't know for sure. You're British, by the way, right?
No, Bulgarian.
Bulgarian. You almost sound like you have an English accent.
Yeah. He's a spy.
Yeah, I'm a Bulgarian spy in Bulgaria.
That looks like you. That baby face cane. It looks like it could be you.
It's me, though.
Is it you?
Yeah.
I thought so. See,
I sing in a band.
Yeah.
I pretend to be.
It's
a band
too early
singer.
To retire. Then your eyes.
There it is. Look.
Yeah. I know these things.
Have you seen this guy before?
Call us now.
Before he knocks it on your door. Джой каза, че, например, на бас може би ще е този другия китарист, който вероятно ще свири и с другите формации. На барабан,
Мат, да.
Да, на барабани, според него е някой от Ministry, може би. Той ще изпълни вероятно, така предполага, едно-две парчета на Anthrax и едно-две други парчета.
Кавари, изненади.
Да, ако го питат него, каза той, ако питате мен, аз бих ги правил нещата така, както дойдат да импровизираме. Например, всяка вечер да е различно и даде за пример едно шоу, което е правило на тази миналата Коледа, където просто са излезли на сцената и са правили каквото им дойде в момента.
От всичките тези певци обаче е много любопитно. Освен Джоуи, тук са и Фил Анселмо, Удо от Accept, Макс Кавалера, разбира се, Заквайл също, който понякога пее, всъщност много пее.
Да.
Кой му е най-близък приятел? Защото това изглежда като среща на семейство, т.е. на приятели на барбекю. Така изглежда това.
It all looks like a bit of having a nice good old time in a sort of a rock and roll metal barbecue, because with all the guys singing, you and Udo and even Zach Wild also sings, and out of all those guys, who do you get on best with?
Well, I don't know a lot of the guys. I mean, even Udo, I just did the Christmas metal Christmas thing with him in December, so it was the first time I really actually met him and hung with him a little bit, and we had some good fun. Zach, I knew because we did the Ozzy tour, No Rest for the Wicked.
Yeah,
tour when he just joined.
Oh, he just joined then. Yeah,
yeah, so I knew him. We did a lot of jamming and hanging out. He had a room where he could just practice and mid you know, before his set.
He must have been like a bit uncontrollable or unstoppable backstage.
Yeah, well, yeah, God, it was like, but I know Zach fairly well, and you know we were always crossing paths, and of course John Dene, which plays with us now, and I know him fairly well now at this point. So overall, and Phil, I know Phil Ensemble, like really good. You know, I know him.
Is he like underneath that image that he projects? Is he like the same, or can he actually be a nice, very nice little like a softy?
You know what? I've been around him, but not enough really to figure him out.
Okay,
which
get
is
you.
Good that way, I guess. I get goes for most everyone except for maybe Danae, because we Anthrax were touring, you know, on a day to day basis. So there's a lot of nights we hang, and you know, the dressing room, there's a lot of sitting like we are now. Mm-hmm. So we're a little bit more familiar with each other, but no one that I know well enough to even like describe them and like tell you exactly what they're all about, which is kind of good that way. I don't, you know, when you're around people, I think people want to try to figure out everything. It's just kind of nice, just like that. But if I do know them, that's even better, because then we can talk really deep about a lot of things, whether we want to talk about our household or you know, or what your likings of music and gear and you know what have you.
Той Джой каза, че не е толкова близък с тези хора. Всичките ги познава, естествено. Най-добре познава Джон Дене, защото с него има възможност да свири и все пак да седат, примерно бекстейдж, да си говорят за много неща, не само за музика.
И свири в тяхната група.
Да, да. За Зак каза, познавам Зак Уайлд от много отдавна, защото на времето бяхме на турнето No Rest for the Wicked заедно с тях. И това на него му беше първото турне.
Когато той е Кидрис Нози, разбира се.
Да, да. И попитах го, той сигурно като много млад и за първи път е бил доста див след концертите. Каза, да, естествено. Е каза, боже мой, и нали не добави. И общо взето пита го Фил Анселмо, не е ли, как е, в смисъл, че това как изглежда е едно, а дали всъщност, когато го познаваш, не е едно малко мило, меко мече, да? Той каза, ами не съм много сигурен, още не съм имал шанса толкова добре да го опозная и с никой чак толкова добре не се познаваме, което смятам, че също е интересно.
It's been 4 years since the Big Four and your first ever visit to this country. Преди 4 години всъщност той беше за първи път в България с The Big Four, онзи голям концерт на стадион Васил Левски. А това е въпрос от наш слушател.
Aha, this is like questions now from listeners.
Ильяна Бойчева задава този въпрос.
Live right now.
Yeah. And they're skyping questions now.
So, въпросът е, дали си спомня за едни идиоти, които на пресконференцията мятали бял прах по тях? И какво си помислиха те такова, защото ние бяхме възмутени?
This is like, because we were like all incensed, and do you actually remember the infamous incident at your press conference here in Bulgaria 4 years ago when a bunch of cunts basically threw some stuff at Anthrax, like some white powder or something like that? I don't know if you were at the press conference.
I don't remember it.
Ah,
in fact, my wife said to me, I sent a picture out my window, and she goes, we stayed there. I said, I don't remember staying here.
Okay.
The hotel I'm at now.
Like,
some things I know so much that everyone else doesn't know, and there's other times I just can't remember.
Yeah,
some
things.
That I don't remember.
There were some people trying to, they meant it as a joke, but it backfired really badly.
Yeah, apparently. For some reason I think, vaguely remember something like that, but then I don't remember. I can't recall it all, any of it all. So I may not have been there, because sometimes obviously a couple guys go, a couple guys don't. You know, I don't even know. Were you there?
I wasn't, but he was.
Yeah,
he was.
Not there.
I wasn't, so that's good. I feel good because my brain's still on.
Yeah, fantastic. Good for you.
I usually do remember most everything.
Той не е бил там по това време, защото, знаете, рядко цялата група ходи на пресконференции, обикновено си ги делкат по двама на едно интервю, други двама на друго и така. Казва, просто не си спомням, дори сега съпругата ми каза, че сме били в същия този хотел, в който сме и сега, и ми показа някаква снимка. Просто не си спомням. Съвсем бегло помня, че имало някакъв инцидент, но общо взето явно не съм бил на конкретно на тази пресконференция.
Още два въпроса.
Да. Two more questions.
Добра идея ли е, когато един метал музикант, вокалиста на турне, да води жена си със себе си?
Yeah, so is it a good idea for a very well-known and famous metal vocalist to take his wife out on tour?
Haley, there's no problem taking people out. It's a long process, a long day. She don't mind doing stuff like that, you know. She loves going. She traveled more than I did when, Dad was a pilot. You know, he'd fly anywhere he wanted for free anytime. So, I mean, I never traveled as much until I got in the band. So, but you know, it's a long day for anyone sitting around. I mean, we have to sit around as it is. So, you can't go sightseeing. I'm not in the mood to do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
When you're with somebody, it's not like a vacation. Sometimes, I guess if you're worried about the groupie thing like that, it's like, who cares, you know? If anything, we all have fun with it all, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, unfortunately, some other people have some rough times with that kind of stuff, you know? It's just not a good vibe, or the person doesn't care for that, so you get harassed over it. It's not your fault or whatever, I don't know. You can go in, there's different ways you can look at it, but no problem with me. It's just, you have to entertain, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, you can't just ignore, and you always have to cater. Like me, I just like to just roam around, go wherever I feel like going, or go to sleep, or do nothing, you know? So when you're with someone, you can't just say, you know, hey, you good? I got stuff to do, go ahead. And so you're always catering, you know, but yeah. It's not a problem, really.
Каза, че не, всъщност не е кой знае какъв проблем за него. Въпреки, че когато вземеш някой със себе си на турне, не можеш, особено ако ти е близък, не можеш просто да му кажеш, ти ходи, разглеждай забележителностите, пък аз ще правя това и онова.
А той самия не разглежда забележителност, защото не си ги спомня, както виждам.
It's tight quarters, too, you know. I mean, God, I mean, it's nothing like sleeping in a bunk this big, that wide with two people, because there's usually no spare bunks.
Yeah.
So that's a drag too, you know. You got to drive on a bus, you know.
Да, в буса, ако с теб е проблем, защото там легалцата не са направени за двама души и трябва понякога да се сгушите. Но иначе, казва, все пак трябва да обръщаш внимание да се съобразяваш с този човек. Иначе, ако питаш за групите и такива неща, за мен това не е проблем. Някои други хора са имали проблеми с тази история, но като цяло, особено пък моята съпруга, казва той, тя е пътувала много повече от мен, защото баща е бил пилот и е летяла безплатно, където си иска, много повече от мен беше пътувала преди. И допреди, разбира се, аз да стана музикант и да почна пътувам с групи.
Последният въпрос много ни интересуват неговите индиански корени. Преди 4-5-6 години правих интервю по телефона с Чарли Баранте и го попитах, добре, вярно ли е, че Джо има индиански корени? Баранте се засмя и каза не, той е 100% италианец.
Аха, so this is about your...
Но като го гледам, ми се струва, че Баранте лъже.
Yeah, your Native American roots, because Vasil did an interview with Charlie Benante a few years ago and said, has Joey got any Indian in him? And Benante said no, but he says that looking at you, Benante probably lied.
He said that you're all very Italians.
Yeah, yeah, part Italian, my mom's part Indian, so he's...
Yeah. Да, да. Ето той каза.
I think technically yes I am, so.
Има ли някаква мъдрост, която
майка му е наполовина индианка, така
че... Maybe they just want me to be full Italian, because they're Italian, you know.
Да, Антракс им си иска да е изцяло италиан, защото те всички са италианци.
А има ли някаква мъдрост, която се е предавала в рода му от тези корени, все пак те са си у дома там, нали?
Да.
Ти си много плуваш в тая... Да. В следата на индианците.
Is there any piece of wisdom, actually, because we do know how... The whole Indian culture is always embellished by these simple yet very wise sayings that they have, like coming from your mother, possibly, or her people, anything that has stuck with you through the years?
Just there's a lot of wisdom, you know. I never really got too deep in the whole thing. I mean, I've met so many people that are very inspiring, and it's just a lot of cool ethics that they have, you know, whatever. But I just never really, you know, it's just maybe it's just the way I feel. It just makes me humble.
Okay. Той каза, че така и никога не се е задълбочил толкова много в тези неща, но покрай всичко това е срещнал много хора, индианци и така нататък, които са просто харесват, допада му тяхната етика, начина как виждат нещата. И това е самия той, обаче просто си е той и харесва му как се чувства и каза, че е... каза, че е скромен.
И последното нещо всъщност е, какво е нещото, което трябва да очакваме в него в непосредствено бъдеще, т.е. нещо, с което той би искал да се похвали, ако иска да е нещо в личен план.
Yeah, so, yeah, last one is, what can we expect from you in the near future? Just plug anything you want.
Well, for us, Anthrax is just a, you know, a new record, obviously. Well, we have a DVD too, getting ready to, you know, put together and finish up from Chile, a live concert.
Oh, the crowd there's probably gone mental, aren't they?
Yeah, it was a really, really cool show. I'm excited for that. But the new record, you know, obviously after we did a worship music, there was some really, really good stuff on that record, and I was proud of it too. Just
pretty
well.
Good, actually, one of your...
Yeah, and I just went in and kind of winged that one. You know, I remember just banging out a song a day, you know, in a 3-hour period. And it was just really old school type vibe, you know, no one there but me and the producer. So, you know, I'm looking forward to trying that whole thing again, you know, and hearing some new songs. So that's mainly, you know, of course, touring is always really a blast because, you know, we get to go out and just rip it up, you know.
И всъщност ново DVD на Anthrax от Чили, в което публиката откача, естествено, както знаем, че откачат в Латинска Америка. Нов албум на Anthrax, за който той говори с вълнение, защото предишният албум Worship Music, който
от 2011,
който знаем е доста силен албум и е получил много добри отзиви и изобщо цялата обстановка около него, отзивите са били много позитивни. Той се кефи как са го правили в много old school е била схемата на работа и как е стоял на ден по едно парче, примерно, той продуцента и така нататък и се надява отново да е същото и така.
Това означава ли, че няма да чуем никога повече албум на Беладона?
Does that mean we won't ever get to hear another Belladonna album?
I have material. I got some good stuff, but I haven't... It seemed like while I was out of Anthrax, I had stuff going on. And then when I got back in, the stuff just kind of lays there in the files, as you say. Mm. And then, you know, I've written actually another 13 more songs. It's just... vocal stuff really hasn't put together yet, but while I was in Anthrax, I just haven't been focusing on it. You know, I hate to cross in the paths and make things like when we went to the SOD thing. It's just somehow stuff just gets split apart. And I mean, I can handle, I can do it, but I just maybe just trying to stay away from trying to do too much. Where everybody's like, you know, can we just do this and make this work and really put our focus in on this? So I've just been real cautious about really trying to push anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the cover band that I have, I bang away at that. I'm constantly playing every week, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just an array of songs and...
Yeah, you can just let off steam there.
Yeah,
though,
we do 4 hours straight and, you know, that's really been consuming for me. But I love to put some new stuff out and really maybe actually anything I've actually done by myself... Only did one record actually in a studio. A lot of it we just kind of, you know, one album I did, we did it in like 4 or 5 days and I didn't even really rehearse the stuff. We kind of just made some stuff up and it's just kind of weird doing that versus like going to a studio and having the producer and spending the money and, you know, and done some pre-production and everything like that. Maybe, you know, with this now at the house, I have some studio stuff together and maybe have take it somewhere where it can be done, you know, in a full shot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and get people over there and steady. Like, a lot of times, it's so hard to keep people focused. Like, you know, I'm not going for, like, the big name people. Mm. So there's, like, a lot of local guys and a lot of times they don't even have the time to they really want to do it, but you know, if you don't come over, we're not going to develop this stuff. So it takes people to be there. But I mean, I love to. I mean, God, I mean, I was out of the band for so long. I mean, I wanted to have some music. I didn't really want to be a solo artist, but I just hadn't much choice to try to keep busy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be out of the band, so it just kind of sucked. So I just got right back on there and started to do something without the name, you know.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot different than, you know. I mean, if any of the guys had to go on their own, they'd be surprised how it's not that easy.
Oh, of course not. Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
It's not.
This is why all these bands, like even all the old 80s hair bands, have got about two or three versions with the same name. They won't give up the name and like...
Then you really just kind of push it. I mean, that's one thing I probably wouldn't try to... I mean, even Anthrax, I don't think any of us were going to try to... If this doesn't stay the way it is, I don't think anybody's going to milk
that. Yeah.
I mean, I think we've all realized that, you know, this has got to be the way it is and don't do it any other way, you know.
Mm. Give me half an hour to translate
this. Yeah, I've been doing real good all day, you know.
Joey Casas, te sono che bihisco imam novo idei, obaче примерно натрупах едни идеи, след това отново се върнах в Anthrax, после пак натрупах други идеи и аз обичам да се концентрирам. Не ми харесва пример, както преди си говорихме с SLD, всички да имат по няколко проекта и аз обичам, когато правя едно нещо, да го правя само него, защото така се получава силния материал. Освен това, имам си кавър групата, с която свира понякога и по 4 часа и изморително, но пък е адски кеф, защото просто се отпускам с хората, с които записвам. Трябва все пак да се събереш, да пишете заедно, да репетирате заедно и да подготвите някакви неща. Много ми се иска да отида да запиша един албум, така за 3-4 дена да го изтряскаме в студио. Това мисля, че ми се е случило само един път. Иначе всичко е много сериозно. И дори хората, с които работи в постраничните си проекти, не винаги са свободни. И те казват, много ми се свири с теб, обаче примерно съм зет.
Ще те накарам да свалиш този текст като текст.
Благодаря ти. Благодаря ти.
I was saying that I'm going to give him the right to
make transcribe
this, this interview. Вие го за тази кавър група, между другото, има ли, може ли да каже коя му е най-любимата песен на света, за кога той да изпълнява, която обаче не е негова?
Since you'll be playing a few covers, also, and your cover band, what's like your favorite song in the world that you didn't write?
You like to sing.
Ooh. Yeah, that you like singing, yeah.
Oh, there's way too many, really. Mm. I mean, I like doing Rush, I like doing Journey, I like doing Bad Company, I love doing... God, there's so much
stuff. Не, да не говори за групи, да каже песен.
Kansas and Yes. I like a lot of bands, you know. I like a lot... There's so many cool tunes, you know, to sing. And
is there one, like, single one that, like, makes you your heart glow every time, like, you can't wait to sing it, you know? If it's in the set, and you know, oh, this is one's coming up now, and I love this one.
Well,
like,
yeah,
more than,
And in my cover band, I mean, doing Tom Sawyer, people all get kind of crazy over it, because I'm playing and singing it, you know, so they just think it's, like, the coolest thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't expect it.
За Том Сойер казва, че е много кефи, защото
той
свири и
like
пее, и никой
like
не очаква.
Stop Believing, everybody goes crazy and they sing. So there's different moments with different songs.
Или парчето на Journey, което всички полудяват и изпеят
заедно.
Or Magic
Power by Triumph. I mean, people are like, really, you guys do this song? Oh my God. Like, wow, I never heard anybody do that.
Том Сойер на Rush, нали?
Да. И се изненадват от Triumph, като свирят. What one did you do?
Magic Power.
Magic Power.
I do a Hold On, too, but Magic Power just seems that people dig that tune. You know?
Хората се изненадвали, а вие това ли свирите? А между другото, преди това каза, че не би се опитвал да... Ако е солова кариера, е солова, в смисъл солови албуми, не би се опитвал да използва името на групата си, известната, за да се промотира и казва, че ако и другите се опитвали да правят солови неща, няма да им бъде толкова лесно.
Последният въпрос всъщност е задължителен. Те говорят ли си с Джон Буш и изпитва ли симпатия към него?
Yeah, how are you with John Bush? Do you guys talk and are you okay with him?
Don't even know him very well. I met him.
Yeah.
I don't... Even when I did meet him, it was like this weird crossing of, like, well, they were still together with him, and they were trying to... do some press with me, and it was kind of weird, you know. It was almost like it was just kind of forced in a way. I had a, you know, I had a fine time with him. I don't have any problem with him. It's just I don't know him well enough, and I mean, he doesn't. I don't know if he even tries to get a hold, you know, he's not trying to get a hold of me or anything like that. I don't think we have any kind of, the whole thing was just weird. You know, when you're in a situation, when you're already in a band and then somebody takes your place and then, you know, you got to be compared all of a sudden, you know. I mean, glad now that all that stuff's kind of simmered, but it's, sometimes it starts to come back and people ask like you just did. But to me, I never think of it as like, I mean, we're so different, you know. And, you know, is it a rivalry or is it like, you know, it's just we're two different kinds of singers and stuff. But I don't have a problem with him. I just don't know him that well enough.
Каза, че не го познава толкова добре в интерес на истината и няма никакъв проблем с него. Каза, че дори не са се срещали толкова много, засичали са се, когато заедно двамата е трябва да правят пресконференции и такива неща. Но дори тогава му се е сторил, че е леко, цялото нещо било леко насилено и неестествено. Освен това, каза той, странна ситуация. Странна е, защото някой след това ти си бил в една група и някой дошъл и е взел твоето място и непрекъснато хората те сравняват. От време на време и те питат, както и ти, каза той, ме попита сега, но просто не го познавам.
Да, защо добре. Го питаш такива неща? всъщност, много любопитен въпрос, с който наистина ще приключим. Става дума за предстоящия албум на Anthrax. В последните години Роб Каджано, китаристът, който знаем всъщност последните 10 години, беше много ангажиран с продуцирането на техните албуми. Сега, след като той напусна и свири в датската група Volbeat, кой ще поеме тази основна функция от страна на групата?
So yeah, that's to tie it up on a note with the forthcoming Anthrax stuff that you guys are doing. Rob Caggiano used to produce you, be really main figure in the studio. Now that he's playing with Volbeat, who do you think out of the band will take that sort of responsibility?
Oh, just give it over to Jay Rustin that did the album. It'll be extraordinarily good. In fact, he wishes he was there from the beginning, you know, taking the drums from the day one. Well, it's going to be really, really good. Jay's awesome, man. He's like, for me, the best thing that I've ever been around, you know. It'll be very quick and organized as all hell. And Rob, I mean, he's great. I mean, he's an awesome guitar player. And it's just one less thing that anybody's got. I mean, we won't have to go from have a two-stage thing. It'll be all in one basket, I think, from what I'm sure that Jay Rustin will take it from right from the top, and it'll be smooth sailing. Everything will be completely in one basket.
Jay Rustin е техният човек и якото е, че вече няма да има раздвояване. Всичко ще е концентрирано на едно място и похвали естествено Роб Каджано, който винаги е вършил много яка работа.
Jay Rustin всъщност продуцира и последните албуми на Stone Sour. То в един момент даже се говореше, че вместо Джоуи Беладона певец в Anthrax ще бъде певец Кори Тейлър и така нататък. Okay, thank you very much for being with us. Помоли го да ни направи едно ID.